Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha ha ha.
Hey, happy bit season day, everybody. It's Drab T-shirt.
It's Matt Valdez. Happy bit season Friday, episode 158.
A special Friday episode of bit season.
Everyone's very happy about that, Drab, let me tell you.
Why don't you tell them why, Valdez?
Oh, it's because we had some major news and tech issues. Major news.
Yeah, we didn't.
Maybe if we're running Microsoft 6 at the station. But we had major news, not tech issues at all. Major news yesterday, and Drab was too busy hitting reply alls in an email, getting all of his kudos. All of his attention dollars, all of his corporate attention dollars, because Drab got a promotion.
Thanks, Valdez.
Congratulations.
Thanks for the support.
Drab is officially the brand manager of the Team 980. What a distinguished honor. a massive, massive, massive pay bump for Drab.
And
he's nice enough to with his massive pay bump to buy breakfast for everyone next week. And I just want to let everybody know that since Drab is now the brand manager of the Team 980, all right, the head honcho, Slacks 2.0, Slacks t-shirt, he's going to be coming in a suit and tie. He doesn't believe in casual Friday, that he will be so busy. This is the last episode of Bit Season.
you might like that.
No. Don't freak out. Don't freak out. That's a joke.
It's a joke for now. Valdez, I will buy breakfast next week. For the 980 guys.
hey, we're simulcasting.
No. 980 only guys.
Okay.
Not double dippers.
Okay, 980 only guys. Gotcha.
Hey, if you don't know what a brand manager is, don't feel bad. Eric Bickle doesn't even know what it is.
hey, when he came in, and He was the only one to congratulate you. I don't know if, at least I was around for it. I don't know if anyone came up to you privately from the show to congratulate you. But yeah. it was. I thought it was very nice that he came in and said, "Hey, congratulations." I go, "Oh, that's nice." And then immediately after that, "What's a brand manager?"
Actually, I think he said, "Congratulations to whatever the F a brand manager is," which a part of me was thankful that he acknowledged it. But also, I died because he doesn't know what a brand manager is.
It's basically program director.
Like 5 years ago, they changed program director in our industry to brand manager. Now, the brand manager could work for all kinds of different industries. It's not, that's not a radio term. Like Nike has brand managers.
I see what's on your brain. No,
I just, because I've seen it before. I'm sure Telos phone system here has a brand manager, whatever it is.
Right.
The instant replay. All kinds of companies do that.
It's corporate lingo.
It's a product lingo or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reason why it was changed a few years ago is because, you know, our industry is changing. We're not just programming radio these days. So we're multifaceted, multi-platform. So I'm just kind of leading the brand of Team 980.
Yeah.
All right?
Yesterday the email went out to all Odyssey employees. I guess I can I read some of it? I mean, it's an internal email. It should be all right. Matt, this is from CK. Should I read the press release?
Or the No, you don't have to. The press release, you can just
Google. You can find.
Yeah, you can just,
find it. Just Google me.
Google my name and hit news.
Matt is a passionate broadcaster with great radio instincts, is incredibly hardworking and dedicated to producing memorable and entertaining content, and is a strong leader. I'm excited to see him take the next step in his career, and I'm very excited for the Team 980 to have someone laser focused and dedicated to its growth and success on all platforms. Wow. Those are inspiring words from our boss and our leader.
And you know what two words stood out to me in that email?
What is that, Drab?
Radio instincts. Hey, speaking of building a brand, I have built a brand around radio instincts, have I not?
You've spoken it into existence.
I think I have. People like saying that.
You need to trademark it.
I really got to trademark it. It's a great way to describe my job here.
It's a great way to describe a cornerback and a brand manager.
Exactly. So I'll have a full plate. I'm not leaving the Junkies. Still doing the Junkies, still hanging out with Valdez and Mar over here, which is my main priority.
Okay.
I mean, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here. So
I do see your mugshot, AKA headshot. Very bald.
Well, can't fix that yet. I can fix a lot of things.
First order of business. The morning show's going to Turkey.
That's a classic program director move.
We're sending listeners to Turkey.
Yeah. CK asked for a photo without a hat on, basically. So there, I had no option.
Hey, I will
to take a selfie.
Hey, what is your first order of business as brand manager of the Team 980?
Find a new morning show.
Would you counter program?
Would I count? Well, that is interesting. I am, it is a very rare thing to have two sports stations owned by the same company in the same market.
Mm-hmm.
I think Buffalo has that, maybe, or at least they used to. I'm not even sure if they did, and Miami did at one point.
Yeah.
Because whatever I do over there has potential of taking away what we do over here. So I'll just say this. Listen harder. Just listen to both stations harder. Listen to the fan harder. Listen to 980. Can't go wrong. Make it a bigger part of your life.
And let me ask a question.
Yeah.
Since you are in charge of 980, theoretically, could you put on me, you, and AWOD to go head to head? Maybe Pete Haley to go head to head against the Junkies. Because it is the same company, so ratings are all, it's all gravy, isn't it?
Well,
CK mm-hmm. basically knights you, all right? You're the chosen one, and then you immediately turn around and go after him and start pillaging.
So, poaching talent.
Yeah, you poaching talent, poaching ratings, and then all of a sudden you can run into the GM's office and start pointing at your numbers.
I think everyone's got a boss. And okay. I might have some input on what goes on over there. We'll see how it kind of shakes out. I mean, I definitely have input, but how much say I have, the final say?
All right.
I'm not really sure.
So when push comes to shove, you have no power.
It's kind of like general manager to the president, team president of team personnel. Like, I'm not really sure who's calling the shots. You know, right. Nobody's really sure.
Okay.
It's a 51-49.
All right. He's got final vote. All right. Can I pitch you?
Let me say this. It will be a learning curve for me. So it will be a while before I think any big ideas of mine come to life, if ever, or however it happens.
Hey, can I pitch another idea for the team night?
All right, pitched yourself as a morning show host. All right, what else you got?
Not just me. I said us.
Oh, you mean the program director to put himself on air?
Yeah. You're Spike Eskin.
Market 300.
Yeah. I don't think that's I don't think it's a bad idea.
Okay.
We can really see our worth. What about this? We count a program and we flip 980 to Ravens O's.
All right. So a lot of, as JP said, a lot of Montgomery County Ravens fans.
You and Roger go out to that transmitter and point it out to Anne Arundel County.
All right. Yeah. Turn the direction a little bit. Beam it up over there.
Yeah.
Get everybody in PG County, Howard County,
Crownsville. Yeah,
I like all that.
All right, and then all of a sudden we're Flock Nation, and it's Purple Friday over there every Friday. We're getting Jimmy.
What's our lineup? Oh, we're going to Jimmy Seafood.
We're getting Jimmy Seafood food drops for 980. What's the lineup?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be Ravens guru, number one fan, Glenn Clark.
All right, Glenn definitely gets a spot. Right. If you know who Glenn is, yeah, I used to work with him in Arizona 20 years ago. All right, so Valdez in the morning, Glenn Clark.
Oh, I get mornings.
Well, you've already pitched yourself,
okay.
All right.
Okay.
You and A-Y.
And then afternoons with Nasty Nestor.
Oh, Nasty Nestor. All right. Well, he can do sports. What about... how am I going to get who's the commissioner? What's it, the police commissioner?
Ed Norris. Yeah, Valdez and Ed Norris in the morning.
No, you guys are the midday shows called Out to Lunch.
that's a great radio throwback. Hey, I'm just thinking about this thing. You know what we should do is, if you're listening to Valdez and Ed Norris, put this R sticker on your car.
R. Hey, you might be onto something. You want to be assistant brand manager?
Yeah, I'm your Dwight Schrute.
Yeah,
I'm the assistant brand manager. You realize there's probably two people out there that got that joke.
No, everybody gets the Dwight Schrute.
No. I meant R.
Oh, R. Yeah, John DePompa would get it if he still listened.
So that's very cool. Everybody, congratulate Drab if you are already. If you didn't see the news yesterday, or if you're hearing about it right now, but it's a big day for Drabby. So he's on to bigger and better things.
Hey, do you,
I will say this, you are much more equipped for when the junks end.
Hey, well, you'll be fine. Everybody will be fine whenever that day comes. I find it uncomfortable almost that I didn't want to tell the junkies. Because I know they didn't care. I know they don't care. I've worked with them every day for a dozen years. And I just, like, I could say, if I told JP, I already know, he'd say, oh, cool. And then as Bickle said, they would say, what's a brand manager? And then Cakes would say, congratulations. That's really cool. And then ask me about terrorism trivia a minute later.
Okay.
I don't know. No, I feel weird because if I don't think someone really is cares, then I don't want to like waste their time.
Was it a big deal in the Cahill household? Was Sarah all excited?
Spike is sized.
You tell your parents? Were they excited? Did your dad say, finally, you're getting some sort of responsibility?
I told all the Cahills, I just sent them a link to Merit Sports Media or Radio Insider or whatever.
Hey, you know what? Yesterday would have been a great day to peruse DCR TV.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, Dave Hughes. That used to be a great website. Inside Chatter.
Yeah, the mailbag would have been overfilled.
So thanks, man. Thanks for your support. And you were happy for me, and that means a lot to me. So I appreciate that. I'm not going anywhere. Still on the Junkies. Valdez and I still doing our bits in the other room.
I see you as an extension of me, in a good way. I'm not.
Yeah. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm always cheering for you. Now I'd be bitter if all of a sudden you have to take your time is consumed by 980 and my work wife is gone from the producer.
I'm not going to do that. All right. But you know what? I have to say, Mike Marr,
he was awesome today, wasn't
he? Mike Marr has been, he's been hot recently. He's got a lot of potential.
I think we found,
I
think we found his niche.
It's
right?
Commanders.
Like we didn't really know how to weaponize him,
mm-hmm.
right? Because he's like, he's not stupid like AWOD was on the show, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But he's more reserved.
Yeah.
He's very reserved.
He's more reserved. Like, he's just, I know he has like that young energy. Like, and he's kind of like our conduit to the younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't translating well, I didn't think, on air. But I think we really hit our stride with him being the commander's hype guy, right?
Because we have
the EBs of the world, right? That have experienced success, and then all of a sudden is having a renaissance with the team. Then you really have Marr, like, who have been waiting for this day since birth. And that now it's hitting him, and while he's in his mid-20s, like, it's a perfect storm for this youthful energy and excitement about the team.
I think Mike Marr has almost done the impossible.
And what's that? Have the guys break on time?
No. Mike is so likable, and his personality and his excitement is infectious. He has me actually, I think, rooting for the Commanders because I want him to be happy.
It does, like, rub off onto you where you do want him. You want him to be happy. Yes.
No one. I mean, everyone here is a Commanders fan, right? And I'm not. I've never been a Commanders hater. I've just never really been passionate about rooting for them.
No.
Like, I like the Caps. Like, I love the Caps. I watch all the Caps games. I want the Wizards to be great. I've never wanted, I'll say that, like, the Commanders to be great, just because I'm a diehard Seahawks fan. But I really, like, I want Mike. I'm like, seeing Marr so excited is making me happy.
It's because Marr is such a likable guy.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard because you don't want to see him, like, beaten down or upset. You know what I mean?
He's given me, like, chest bumps in the hallway today. You know, we're getting food drops because he's so excited. He's begging for them. I definitely think I want the Commanders to win, and that's bad for my hot take of Jaden Daniels is an elite. But I will take that L for Mike Marr. I'll take that L. Because if Jaden Daniels wins and beats the Lions and has four touchdowns, there's no going back. I've lost the argument. You know, they'll hold that over me forever.
Okay.
But, you know, I want Mike to be happy, so...
they could do a ground and pound.
You mean like a 3? Commanders 6, Lions 3.
Yeah, that's your best case scenario. No, I agree. And I think it's, honestly, it kind of rubbed off on the guys today, too. Don't you think? Like, the energy didn't really mm-hmm. pick up with the show for the game until Marr said, what did he say? You talk with your helmet.
No, that was a great speech.
I tell you, after he said that, things were things were on the up and up.
You know that I'm so stupid. Like he asked me that yesterday, right?
I didn't get it.
He goes, Dreb, 8 o'clock Saturday night. What are we talking with? And I go,
you weren't locked in. Hey, he's always going. He's been running in here every single day, going, are you locked in? I'm locked in.
Yeah. All right. So Mars fired up, but he did. I will say, took the junkies. It took some 4.5 days this week to really feel the excitement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I told you this before earlier in the week, Matt. I hate prediction radio.
Okay.
And I hate prediction radio because today on the show, that was not really the focus of the conversation. The focus of the show today was, how excited are you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it from the fans.
It's the pep rally show.
It was like more of a pep rally, right?
We're sending the Commanders off in good spirits.
And it was a fun, exciting show that everybody was having a good time. When you do prediction radio, especially like early in the week, I know we kind of did it at the very end there, but like Monday morning, JP comes in and says, I think the Lions are going to win, right? Mm-hmm. He has to know. You got to think like a listener. Why is everybody tuning in? I know you know this, but I'm just speaking to the biddies out there. Why are people tuning in?
Everyone listen up. This is brand manager wisdom.
Stop it. This is producer wisdom. You have the same wisdom. You have to think like a listener. Why is everyone tuning in today? Everyone's tuning in because they're fired up. They're excited. They can't believe it. It's been 30 years.
They want the
they want to feel the energy.
They want the euphoria to go on still.
Of course. It's no secret.
They're on a high after Sunday. They're trying to keep it going, pumping through their veins throughout the week.
The last thing anybody wants to hear, even if you're not a fan of the team, is, I think the Lions are going to win. Everybody knows the Lions are favorites. Everybody knows the Lions are 14-2 and a 10-point favorite. We can read, but we want to know, like, tell me why the Commanders are going to win, or how they can win, or what is it going to take for them to win, or what it means to the city, or what are you seeing from fans out there?
Mm-hmm.
Don't, because then if you get tell me on a Monday that you think the Lions are going to win, you spend the entire week.
You're being a wet blanket.
Either being a wet blanket or just knowing that you've already said that on the air. You could do then. You don't have to give predictions. Like when Jason goes on Fox or WSA 9 last Friday, and the first thing is he says, Randy, I think the Bucks are going to win. Well, why are we having you on, Jason? Sell the soap here a little bit, right?
Yeah.
You can think on the inside that the Bucks are going to win, but you don't even have to say that on the air. You could just say, hey, this is a big-time game. Everybody's excited. Jaden Daniels is going to have to play a phenomenal game for a rookie in the playoffs for the Commanders to win. This is why he's so special. This is what we've seen on him this year. If anybody can do it, Jaden Daniels can do it, right? You can give a whole speech and never tell the newscaster that the Bucks are going to win.
That's very true.
You can do 20 hours of radio a week without ever saying you personally think the Lions are going to win.
Here's the problem. I know what you're saying, and
I hate the predictions. Let's keep a chart.
I like what you're saying, but here's the issue.
Right.
If that's what's going on, and I understand the sentiment. All right, the teams in the playoffs, they're two wins away from going to a Super Bowl. If you do that, though, then everybody has just ridden the fence. And we don't necessarily like that. But this would be my solution.
What are you saying? Like a Homer radio?
No. Like we don't want it to where all of a sudden you're giving no opinion, right? At some point, you got to put your.
Oh no, you can still have opinions.
No. I mean, like at some point, you got to put your nuts out there and say this team's going to win. But I don't think you can do that on Monday or Tuesday. Like you can save that for Thursday and Friday, especially Friday. Here's what I don't like that happens is when Monday rolls around, okay,
mm-hmm.
and you beat the Bucks, all right, and then. Well, you start moving on to, all right, now they have Detroit. I think it ends. I think the magic ride ends. And all of a sudden, it's 8 o'clock on Monday, and you've already put it out into the ether that you think the team's going to lose for the week. right?
It should never be, well, the magic carpet ride's going to be end. It should be, wouldn't it be something if it didn't end? Like,
I don't think it will. Yeah, I know. I just don't couch that statement by saying, like, I don't think it's going to keep going, but wouldn't it be great if it did?
Yeah, we gotta
stop couching it like that.
And I'm not saying be fake. I'm just saying you have to figure out a way to reach and connect with the listeners, however that is, and you still be true to yourself, but you don't have to just be a Debbie Downer also. And that's my problem kind of with the predictions. Like, JP is a lot of times, and he leads the prediction segments, he's so, like, black and white, right, that he needs like a reference to who's the best, who's the winner.
Well, it's
between
weird.
Us, right? So competitive.
I don't mind giving a prediction, but I just, you know, you can stew on it for a week, right?
I don't know this for a fact. I don't think they're giving predictions on other radio markets. I don't think if I tune into
WIP.
Seattle Sports Radio, right?
Okay.
Brock Huard show. They're not going on there on their morning show saying, I don't know, week 18, I think the Rams are going to beat the Seahawks. They just would never say that, right? Because in the Ravens, on the Fan, they're not going, who's the morning show there? Rob Long?
Yeah, Rob Long.
Rob Long's not saying, I think the Bills are going to win. He's just not saying that. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think at any point during the week, even at 9:59 on Friday afternoon, he's saying that. Like, I've been cheerleading all week, but hey, just for the record, everybody, just so you know, I actually think the Bills are going to win this game.
I guess I would disagree with you that I don't mind the prediction later in the week, but it doesn't have to be a declarative statement on Monday that this is what you're thinking.
All right.
At least
during big moments or big, like, you want to do it in May, that's fine. You want to go game by game, and that's fine. But we're living the moment here a little bit, right? Why are people tuning in? Because they want to be excited. They want to feel good. Find a way to make them feel good.
If they beat the Lions, we need to unleash Mar like he's a nuclear weapon.
You think he's ready for that?
I don't know, but
he's not a bit guy though.
I know.
You were talking about putting a helmet on him and have him running through the wall like Awan did, rehashing a bit.
The old tried and true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is what we need to do. Maybe not run into it. He needs to break us down. You know what I mean? Like a middle linebacker does before the defense goes out on the field. He needs to be the hype man.
Here's what Mike has earned. Mike has earned a motivational speech next Friday.
I 100% agree.
If they win and they play the Eagles for the NFC Championship game, 8:45 next Friday is the Mike Marr pregame speech.
I love it.
All right, that's what he's earned. Whether we do that live in front of an audience at Jimmy Seafood or Legal Seafood or whatever we do, like Valdez wants.
I was saying Hyde Social.
Or Hyde Social.
We open it up at 5:30, have everybody there, and we have a pep rally tailgate, and we're sending the Commanders off to Philly in style.
Are we going to get the Damatha band?
Yes. We get the Damatha band.
We can't get the Commanders band. We'll get the Damatha band.
All right, we'll get the Damatha band. They come up in their in their jerseys and all of their Commanders and Redskins gear.
We got to invite the news.
Yeah, of course we invite the news.
Right.
But we don't tell everyone who's coming to the
do
event.
Do we invite all the news babes individually?
The news babes. All right. And then all of a sudden it's a surprise, and they whip out their saxophones and trumpets and start playing Hail to the Redskins. Just out of nowhere, in the middle of the bar.
All right. It is Hyde Social have room for that?
Yes.
Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if we pitch that idea, they're going to go to the account executives and say, somebody find us a bar that we can do this at 6 a.m.
So hold on. So if the, if
well, then, I'm just saying I love Chuck. Chuck's been so great to us. But if we're having a live pep rally, uh-huh. they're gonna ask someone to sell it.
Okay,
you know what I mean. We yeah. can't just have a big event at Hyde Social just because we love Chuck and he's got a great spot.
I know.
You know what I mean.
They're going to try and sell the soap.
But he gets the right of first refusal. Yeah. All right. You should pitch. You go, hey, Christian, you should hit up my guy, Chuck.
Well, they had the Grant and Danny thing there. So.
Oh, that's right. They did. All right. Hey, I would love it. Do they have a big wide open space?
Yes.
All right. Is EB going to conduct the band?
Of course. He has a riser he can stand up on. Uh-huh. And so the band can be in front of him. It look exactly like Ohio State's marching band out there.
Is he going to wear the jersey?
Yes.
What a horrible, weird, bizarre take from Bickle today. By the way, in that old video of him conducting the band, he's wearing the Sean Taylor jersey, isn't he?
Of course.
His whole thing today, I didn't even make sense. Why was he talking about the volleyball conference? What does that have to do with wearing it into the studio?
Into work.
Onto a Commanders football show.
I was shocked because he said yesterday, while I was cutting spots, he goes, should I wear my jersey tomorrow? I said, definitely. I said, that'd be great. Be awesome vibes all around. You had your Jaden Daniels jersey on. He goes, okay. I think I'm gonna wear it. And when I saw him with his vest and shirt on today, I go, What happened? He said he didn't want to jinx it. His brain is all over the place.
Wasn't he just wearing that jersey?
Yes, he wore it
on Monday.
He wore it on Monday.
All right, so he only wears it after the games.
Yes,
that's the dumbest thing.
You can wear it before. It's no one's gonna talk trash to you.
I really did not understand why he was talking about wearing it at the volleyball conference center.
Like why?
As if he couldn't take it off at 9:57.
It stuck today. To him. Like it stuck to him all day and all weekend. I don't know. Very weird.
Well, EB's got a lot going on in his personal life.
Yeah,
and so maybe he's just upstairs. He's not all there. Valdez. I know we have a lot on our rundown here. One of the things I kind of think you and I could get into that was left in the binder this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff left in the binder.
We put in there, we wanted the junkies to talk about the Big Cat controversy. Oh,
I'm knee deep in it.
Yeah, you are loving this. I think I have an opinion on it as well. If you guys don't know, Big Cat, Dan Katz from Barstool has been outed as a New England Patriots fan. And everyone's got a side. Yeah, we'll get into that when we come back. Plus a lot more. You guys are listening to Bit Season. But before we head to break, Valdez.
Yeah, we got to tell you that this episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Hey, if you're driving up to Detroit right now, you need to crack open a Don't Sleep Energy, get you fueled up for the ride. Go to don'tsleepenergy.com right now and use that promo code Bitties to save 10% on every single order. You like the shot? They have the Don't Sleep Energy shots. They have sugar-free. They have regular Don't Sleep Energy. Energy Drabs has a sugar-free right now. Remember, get some today. Don'tsleepenergy.com. Save 10% with that promo code Bitties. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Bit Season episode 158. Hey, before we talk about this Barstool drama drab with Big Cat, I want to know if you've noticed something with the show, in particular JP. What? I'm getting so much heat. I am in his crosshairs. And I don't know. Maybe
he's taking a couple shots.
Maybe I'm his punching bag lately. But what is going on with him calling out my eBay listings? I don't understand why he's I don't know. Does he find it funny?
Well, refresh the listeners what he said you were doing, and didn't he call you out for something today as well?
Yes, he did. I'll get into that okay. After I explain what he did yesterday. So yesterday I mentioned, or no, he was talking about Jason putting stuff on eBay, and I had mentioned that I put the Surfside sweatshirts, the Christmas sweaters, the ugly mm-hmm. Christmas sweaters that were made for the junks. That was one of the last things I had up on eBay. And it sold for $30. It's a very nice sweatshirt. It probably could have sold for a lot more. I just didn't know the market for it. But that's besides the point. JP's like trying to humiliate me for doing that. It seems like that he's trying to humiliate me. But what I don't understand is JP's the first person when we get a bobblehead that we put on eBay. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's a C.J. Abrams bobblehead. He's the first person that runs to us to tell us to go put it on eBay and give him 20%.
By the way, which is so nubs because it ended up being like $5.
Well, yeah, or even yeah, it's a $5 Venmo or a $5 bill that you leave JP. The nubbiest of nubs. We did, and then JP is trying to say we took the sweatshirt from him without even like asking him that he wanted it.
That's the part that really irritated you, I could tell, was that he made it sound like to listeners that like, you stole the junkies' merchandise to put it on eBay yourself.
Yeah, that's more so.
How true is that, Matt? Did you give them a fair chance? I might have to be on the junkie side here. Let's go through the details a little bit.
We got the sweatshirts before the drinking show at MGM. Okay.
So on Thursday, December 19th, the day beforehand. JP and Cakes on vacation that day.
Yes.
So is JP fair to criticize that you may have taken a Surfside sweater and sold it and he didn't get his?
Well, JP would be wrong in that sense.
Okay.
We gave them to Eric and Jason.
Because they were in studio?
Yes, they mm-hmm. were in studio. Eric took his, and he said he was going to wear it for the drinking show.
Which he did.
Yes. Jason, I think, left his somewhere. But we brought those to MGM. I showed them to Cakes and to JP. Now, maybe that was the wrong environment mm-hmm. to present them with said sweatshirt.
Well, when else are you going to give JP a Christmas sweater, if not 4 days before Christmas?
And then it was pitched to us that the guys that they were made for the guys basically to wear at the MGM thing during a drinking show. Because, why wouldn't you have a vodka iced tea sweatshirt during a drinking show? They were presented to them during this event. Now, maybe that's our fault or my fault for presenting it to them in a setting that's very chaotic. I get that. But that was a bold-faced lie saying that they never saw said sweatshirt. Number two, it's actually better JP didn't get his sweatshirt, at least better for Surfside. And I stand by this statement.
Sweater.
What would I say?
Sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah, sweatshirt.
A sweater. It was a Christmas.
It was a Christmas sweater.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a snowman and a Surfside can on it.
I'm a little... there's 1% of me that's a little irritated that they were presumptuous enough to think that that's what the junkie should wear to the drinking show.
Well,
just because you're a sponsor of the junkie's poll of the day or whatever it is, or
it wasn't necessarily Surfside. It was Manti.
Yeah,
she was kind of pushing
product on us for our biggest show and telling us what to wear. I'm a little irritated by that, but
I get it.
All right, I'm glad you. You handled the Surfside.
I handled it.
Okay.
It's actually better that it went on eBay because what would JP have done? He would have taken it,
mm-hmm.
maybe worn it during the drinking show. And then would have been in the trash.
Or sent it to Goodwill, maybe. Maybe.
Yes. This ended up in the hands of somebody that actually wants to wear it and won't wear it just once. Like it would have happened with
So
JP.
It's actually better promotion for Surfside.
Better promotion
it's out there
for
on the
Surfside.
Streets,
it's
that
on
someone's
the streets.
Wearing it somewhere.
Yes.
Getting a kick out of it.
Yeah, exactly. They can't wait to wear it during an ugly sweater party.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is on the heels of the Junks getting a Metropolitan moving pullover. All right. Mm-hmm. JP put that thing on. JP put that thing on. Continues to criticize me about selling the clothes off their back. And you know what he does as the show ends? Takes it off and throws it in a garbage pile in the corner of the studio.
Oof. So what's the difference?
I'm just saying that he doesn't necessarily want said sweatshirt.
Yeah. Are you sure he didn't take his home? That seems like something he'd wear.
No, the thing was balled up in the corner over there.
Maybe that was somebody else's.
And then he tried to give it to Mar. He tried to give it to Mar.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I feel attacked.
Mm.
And I felt like I needed to explain my truth out there.
But nobody really cares. It's just JP trolling.
I know it's JP trolling, but
and lying. Remember, he calls everyone else a liar, but he's a big liar.
No, here's the problem. This is the problem, is that on air, I'm not going to engage with it because I know that if I say JP, this is what happened, or JP, it's better off somebody bought the sweatshirt than you throwing it in the trash. He would have argued with me.
Yeah.
And I'm out on the debates.
Uh-huh.
It's a no-win situation because he could argue the sky is purple and you say, no, JP, it's blue. He'll argue that it's purple until you can see it. I'm not in that game. I don't have the energy for it. I'm not going to waste the listener's time with it.
What did he say today?
Today.
What was the shot that he took at you today?
Oh, yeah, he did take a shot at me today.
Yeah, what was it?
Oh, he called, he said, Jason likes free stuff. Valdez learned from Jason, and then Mars learned from me, like the circle of life. What? What?
It was about food, too.
Oh, yeah, it was about.
He basically called you fat.
He called me fat and a leech.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hold on. What food was it that he said that?
I think it was him asking for the Chick-fil-A platter.
Oh, yeah. They're asking for the breakfast. Oh, yeah. Mar wanted a Chick-fil-A platter.
Right. And he goes, Mar learned from Valdez,
who learned from Jason. Hold on. JP is above free now? Are you kidding me? All of the guys are above a hookup? That's cap.
You are in his crosshairs.
I am. He'll find a new crosshair next week.
But I'm sure it will be me.
See, you get it off your chest because you battle with him. Mm-hmm. You're willing to do that. I'm not because it's tiresome to me. It's exerting too much energy to do it.
I did get into a fight with JP last Friday.
I know.
Argument.
And then what I do is I bottle it up.
Mm.
And then I release it like a steamer right now. So it felt good getting that off my chest.
I just have a good weekend.
Yeah. I just wanted to point that out in case anybody noticed.
I know we saw a lot.
I have it in the crosshair.
We saw a lot of tweets, people expecting us to address John Feinstein on BitSeason this week. I'll just say, look.
Hey, we traded one side of the aisle for the other one today, didn't we?
wait, what, with Charlie?
Yeah.
Charlie was infatuated with that inauguration, wasn't he?
Yeah, what's a bigger day?
Did any of
Saturday
us,
or Monday?
I was thinking Monday.
I was like, what is Monday? MLK day?
I was thinking, is there a playoff game on Monday now? This week, too? I was like, what is on Monday? What game is on Monday? And then I'm like, the college football. Oh, no, the inauguration. Like, Charlie, no, maybe one guy is here. The rest of us aren't thinking about that. And actually, I'm tilted he brought that up because now we have to come in on Monday, and I totally forgot the inauguration is going on.
I told you the workaround.
Yeah, you want me to go around on 495 the other back way.
Yes, I think that's the best way to do it instead of driving through the city.
All right, Feinstein. We can't really say much because that's unfair to John, and we're not really – honestly, part of that process. But John was awesome on the show for a long time. Everybody got a kick out of that segment or appreciated that segment in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Feinstein has amazing stories. He is, and it was great branding. Really was. Fridays with Feinstein was really great branding. But, you know,
we can't really say, end.
Some things end. He was on the show for a long time. His contract was up. And it just, it is what it is. I mean, I don't think there's any hard feelings. The junkies love John. John loves the junkies. Chris Kinard loves John. It was just probably a good time to move on and try something different. We've been doing it for a long time. I know a lot of people are upset. It just is kind of, it is what it is, you know?
Life goes on.
Right.
Hey, do you have a favorite John moment or story?
Well, I really,
or memory?
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy talking to John. You know, I would text with Feinstein. Did you ever know? Did you know that? Because I handled a lot of the business stuff too, for like making sure he got paid,
invoices.
So every like we would chit chat, or he would call me on like at night sometimes. Did that tell me about like he needed a wake up call or what hotel he was going to be in? And so I talked to John every once in a while longer, you know, outside of when we were on the studio here. So I just kind of enjoyed bantering with him for a little bit. But I always enjoyed when you filmed us right before he went on the air, and I would be trolling him, asking him what golf tournament he was at that week.
You know, go to my Instagram at Valdez Radio, and you can see some of the past interactions between Drab and Feinstein. Those were always good. Hey, I don't know why I remember this so well. It's a funny John memory, and it happened on air, and it happened multiple times, but it used to be kind of a running joke. And this was more so when the show was in Lanham.
Mm-hmm.
So John used to have like a summer home on Shelter Island, which is, it's basically kind of like the Hamptons, but not the Hamptons. It's a summer house. You know how everyone in New England goes to the shore, whether it's Nantucket, Montauk, whatever. So Shelter Island is kind of like the same thing. So
it's a silly name for a vacation spot.
Shelter Island.
I don't know. I just it sounds like Shutter Island to me.
Think of Leo.
Oh, my house up on Shelter Island.
And Jason used to, on purpose, I used to ask him, like in the summer when he would be on, if he was going up to his house on Fire Island. And then if you don't know, Fire Island is a notorious gay friendly island.
Okay.
kind of like
Feinstein would get Rick.
Kind of like Rehoboth is, except I think it's has more of a, it's just a gay friendly connotation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So basically he's calling John gay. He's calling him gay. Yeah, some old school locker room talk.
Yeah, he's calling John gay with that. And so to the point where John used to say, he would go, Jason, you know I don't have a house on Fire Island. Or he'd say, Jason, you know I have a house on Shelter Island, not Fire Island.
Right.
And it just used to crack me up. It's a funny move by Jason, basically calling John gay without calling John gay. So.
So thanks to John for coming in all these years. I guess, again, we can't really say anything about it, and this isn't like manager, brand manager, draft speaking. It's just
it's one day he's already in suit mode.
You can't comment on why people, it's just not fair to anybody. The junkies really had nothing to do with it. By the way, I didn't take John Feinstein's money. I saw people tweeting me that there's no money. Stop that. That's ridiculous. Doesn't even make sense.
I like that.
People said that I got rid of John Feinstein.
Brutus t-shirt.
Maybe the most ridiculous tweet I've seen.
I love that. Brutus t-shirt.
Yeah.
Hey, you should have waited till the Ides of March to stab him in the back. Then take that brand manager promotion money.
No, they're not connected whatsoever. Okay.
I don't know. I'm connecting the dots. I'm starting to.
Let me tell you, Drab t-shirt didn't have much to do with it either.
You know what? 9/11 was an inside job. The moon landing was fake, and Drab got rid of Feinstein for the paycheck.
John, if you're somebody, you should see this audio. It's not true.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I love you.
Fluoride t-shirt.
Valdez, do you know why divorce is so expensive?
I do.
Because it's worth it. That's my. I will remember that line for the rest of my life. It was my favorite thing that John said on the air.
He said it many times.
And that was actually some of the gripes that people had towards the end with Feinstein, is that he was telling the same stories over and over and over again.
Hey, speaking of radio, we teased Big Cat.
I guess we kind of need to
explain what's going on for people that aren't online and seeing the controversy.
Well, I know that not everybody's a Barstool guy, and I would even say you and I are not really Barstool guys. I mean, we go to their site looking for content every once in a while.
I listen to Pardon My Pants.
You do, yeah. You are a stoolie.
I listen to PMT. That's it.
I thought you. What's the golf podcast that you
listen to? Foreplay. I don't listen to it anymore.
Okay, I get them confused.
I don't listen to them anymore. I'm a no laying up guy.
Oh. All right. Weren't you sending me. You sent me a screenshot yesterday. You're all excited because of Barstool Golf.
I had a member send me that email.
Oh, okay. No, I do like Portnoy's pizza reviews. I always watch those.
I don't know if it's public yet.
All right, we'll cut that out then. Valdez bleeped out some very exclusive news that I said.
I don't.
It will rock the internet.
It's not going to rock the internet. Okay, it'll probably make five people happy.
All right, we'll cut that out.
Okay.
Anyways, most of you though do know who Big Cat is, and longtime suffering Bears fan, Chicago sports fan, also co-host of Pardon My Take and many other things. There, he's great. But he's been outed, Valdez. He's been outed as a masshole.
It's kind of stunning to me. Mm-hmm. And people are taking this and running with it, not necessarily in terms of Big Cat doing it, but in sort of the macro about changing fandom. So Big Cat lived in Massachusetts until he was what? 18,
after high school, looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, 18, 19.
Went to college in Wisconsin.
Moved to Chicago after he went to college at Wisconsin. Adopted the teams after he moved there. Started blogging about Chicago sports. And then omitted his Patriots fandom and Boston fandom beforehand. That's kind of the best way to sum it up, wouldn't you say?
Yes. And he started writing for Barstool after college, and he got the blog.
Dave told him to not really mention it.
To write about Chicago sports, yeah, not mention that where he grew up. He's always said he did like Chicago sports, but he kind of has given off this thing. I'll be honest, as like a P, in radio terms, I would consider myself a P3 or something of Barstool. Maybe P2. Like I do like the guys, but I'm not consuming their content all the time. All I know about I just assumed that he was born and raised outside of Chicago.
I did too. When I
Chicago
started listening.
Office, I would have had no idea. Even though I knew they got it start in New England, all the guys were from New England. I just never put it together that he was also from there.
I didn't either.
PFT commenter is from DC.
Yes,
I just thought it was the same thing.
But here's the funny, not the funny, but this, I guess this is my take.
I think it kind of matters.
This is my take. And I think you might agree with me on this, is that if all of a sudden you move to a place, and then you kind of take in that teams or mm-hmm. those teams in that area, for sports. So like, if all of a sudden you move from Phoenix to Baltimore and you've been there for 5 years, and then you go, you know what, I'm rooting for the O's and the Ravens now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But you have to acknowledge that I'm superior to you. And what do I mean by that? Is that like I'm born into the royalty. I have the royal bloodline. You can't be president because you're not a naturalized citizen. I'm a naturalized citizen.
I disagree with that. You know, here's why. Let me bring this up to you. I'm not from here. I like the Caps. JP Flame is from the area. He doesn't watch the Caps. At least I don't, because I'm sitting in his seat. Mm-hmm. Just thinking of JP. I think I'm a bigger Caps fan than JP. I'm watching every period.
No.
So when the Caps win the Stanley Cup, it can't mean more to me than Mr. Playoff Run, who's only likes the team because he might get a ratings bonus if a team does well.
No. This is the footnote in it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
he's going to be he's going to be so angry if he finds it. All right, forget JP Bickle. Okay,
I know we were just talking about JP. I get it. Is that if you, okay,
mm-hmm.
you obviously have a fandom leg up over EB, okay?
Right.
But let's say you get knee deep in it, okay? And you're watching every single game. You're listening to Carberry every single, yeah. you're recording the Carberry interviews. You're watching post game shows all the time, mm-hmm. okay? All right, you are a big fan. All right, you may be on the same level as Cakes, but Cakes will always have the upper hand on you.
Okay,
do you get what I'm saying? You're not,
because as a kid he was going to Cap yes. Center and
yes, that is the ace up your sleeve. That's your mm-hmm. trump card. That's yeah, how you
do give up some of that by switching teams at some point in your life.
Yes,
but I'm going to be honest with you. What's the cutoff date? Because when I watched Seahawk games with my dad very young, but I also remember liking other teams when I was under 10 or around 10 or whatever.
Now, here's the difference.
I was a huge Randall Cunningham fan. I liked the Bengals at one point. So am I not a diehard Seahawks fan because it probably took to age, I don't know, 11, 12, before I was obsessed with that team?
No, there's no real age cut. It's the difference is between choosing the team
mm-hmm.
and being indoctrinated.
Like okay.
You are indoctrinated. You just don't know it.
Right.
Right? The people out there who say, I like this team now, that's my team. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You were bred to be a Seahawks fan. You're indoctrinated. Your dad just
had to make the choice on my own at some point.
Yes, at some point you had to make the choice on your mm-hmm. own. He can lead you to water, but you actually have to take the gulp.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you were indoctrinated.
Mm-hmm.
A person who's indoctrinated as a fan.
It's got to be in your blood.
Yes, has a leg up mm-hmm. over somebody who just moves to D.C. and then all of a sudden is a Commanders fan. That's just how it is.
Yeah, but all right,
I have a leg up. I have a leg up on my brother because my brother, who's older than me, all right,
mm-hmm.
he rooted for the Redskins at one point because Baltimore didn't have a team. I never rooted for the Redskins. My dad would never let me. He indoctrinated me to basically be a free agent until the Ravens came. And then that's how I became a fan.
Let me ask, is Bickle a diehard Nats fan? Like the O's growing up and didn't even acknowledge that team until they went to the playoffs in like 2012. So for their first 6-7 years here, he couldn't be bothered with the Nats.
No, he's a Nats fan.
Or is he a front runner? No, fair weather fan.
No, he's a Nats fan, but in the hierarchy of it, he is below a lot of other people. A lot of the mm-hmm. people that were going to games at RFK,
right?
You know, were maybe they were fans of the Senators back in the day. Like he's a rung below them.
I just wish that the Big Cat acknowledged where he was from. Like when I moved to Phoenix to go to Arizona State, and let's just say I got involved in media and I started writing about the Cardinals and the Suns and mm-hmm. all the teams there. Could I not become obsessed with those teams and be a qualified fan and or writer of those teams and even be a suffering fan?
No, yes, you can be.
You just have to acknowledge.
Yes, that's the thing is, I think this could all go away and blow over for
how?
Big
yeah,
Cat.
Get you, I want
to my crisis. My crisis management.
Yeah, let's get into that. More important,
my PR.
How is he handling this?
He's handling it poorly.
Okay.
Okay. He needs to acknowledge. All right, not only
he
acknowledge
did write
it,
us a little sob
I know,
letter.
That sob letter was the worst thing you could do.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Never apologize.
Never. That's the worst thing you can do. The last thing extra macho men want is another man playing victim.
That's groveling.
That's the last. That's the last thing you want. That's that's the most feminine thing a man can do. Is do a woe is me victim card.
Yeah.
All right. This is what he needs to do. He needs to say. There's a couple of things. Tell me which one you think works best. All right. He needs to establish he's not in the royal bloodline of Chicago sports fans.
That can be part of it.
Okay. He needs to establish that.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you what I would do?
It might be my second thought.
No, okay. I don't think. What he should have done, the people giving him a hard time are from where?
Chicago.
Right.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, all right.
He should go out and challenge these so-called Chicago sports fans to a fan-off.
All right, that's one way to do it. I have another way.
All right.
I chose to become a Bears fan because Chicago is the best fucking sports city in the world. I love these fucking animals. These guys are obsessed. If they lose, they show up. If they win, they show up. It doesn't matter. This is the best city in the world. I'm proud to be living here. I may not been born here, but gosh damn, I'm a Chicagoan through and through. Through you guys have blessed me. It's an incredible thing to be living in this city. I'm embarrassed to be from Massachusetts.
Okay. All right. You're saying play the hits.
Play the hits. Okay. You get them all fired up. We let our helmets do the talking. Yeah. All right.
I think both of those are good fits. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree?
But you got to bring the people on your side, and by calling them out and saying I know more than you, probably isn't going to make them happy. All right, it's Chicago versus everyone. All right, that's okay. The mindset.
All right, you're trying
to
rally the troops.
Yes, fuck every. Sorry for cursing so much. Screw everybody else.
We don't.
They
do
don't
edits.
Like
we
you
don't do
anyways.
Edits anymore.
All right, they don't like you anyways. Right?
Yeah.
But if the Chicago only, people will have your back. Right now, the Chicago people are attacking him because they feel like it's some sort of competition, right? Yeah. It's like some sort of competition between each other. But no, rising tides raise all ships, Valdez. All right, he's gonna elevate the Chicago fandom. The Chicago fans are the best. That's why he chose to become a Chicago sports fan. Wrigleyville. All right, best atmosphere in baseball.
Also, for your PR spin.
Mm-hmm.
Get a Chicago Bear eardrop tattoo.
Okay.
You want to prove how dedicated to the game you are?
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Bear eardrop tattoo. Little tiny little C right there.
All right, I like that.
I think that's how you win them over.
Or you get a Dennis Rodman
dress.
I was gonna say a dong tattoo or something, but all right, I don't know. Something, what else is Chicago? The Jordan six finger ring tattoo.
No, this is what you should do. All right, you want to prove you love Chicago and you are Chicago through and through.
Mm-hmm.
You watch all three seasons of The Bear and pretend to enjoy it.
You're anti. All right, who are the most famous Chicagoans?
Oprah.
Okay, Oprah. Is Dan Aykroyd from Chicago, or is that just in the movies? Zelensky. Okay. I'm getting confused with movies.
One of the
living Belushi brother. All right,
you go to Second City.
All right, you got to rally the celebs to bring you into the fold.
Never mind. Jerry Springer was mayor of Cincinnati.
Obama.
Yeah, Obama. Hey, Rod Blagojevich.
Okay. All right, all the big sillies.
All the
Oprah
big
for sure.
Oh, you definitely need Oprah.
Oh, Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, definitely Bill Murray.
You do a video with all those guys blessing you as a Chicago sports fan.
You have a montage
yeah.
of everyone famous from Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Hey, text that to your buddies at Barstool.
I don't have that many buddies.
You know a couple people there. Tell them, say, hey, pitch this idea to Big Cat. Hey. An endorsement video from Chicago celebrities.
You need to rap a common song.
All right. I like it.
Well, this isn't good.
What?
R. Kelly from Chicago.
Well, all right. Not every. Well, they got the Kanye. Kanye's from Chicago.
Billy Zane. Chicago.
I didn't know that. He doesn't have any famous ties to Chicago.
Hey, Maria Shriver.
I think California. Anyways, you need someone who
yes, is bleed Chicago.
Who sings at the Cubs games. One of those donks.
Perfect.
All right. Get an endorsement video from those guys.
Michael Wilbon. Get him on the video.
Wilbon. Phony DC sports fan. Didn't he have that controversy for a while? People say that about him.
Yeah, of course. Why is he doing it? Why is he a columnist for the Post? Yeah. He loves Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was fun. Hopefully, everyone, don't get mad at us because Thursday didn't happen. We know you like your bit season on Thursday. Don't yell at us.
I know. We got a lot going on.
Everybody yells at us. Why does everybody yell at us?
I don't know. Your job, biddies, please keep bit season fun for us. That's all I'm asking you. All right. Don't make it a miserable existence by tweeting us things that you hate about the show. Right? We, Valdez and I, are getting this is an unpaid labor of love.
This is your enjoyment.
Right? We like doing it, but if it doesn't become fun for us anymore, there's not a big reason for us to keep doing it.
All right. That and also Drab's promotion.
Yeah. Right?
All right. This is the last episode of Bit Season, guys.
No, it's not.
All right. Everyone have a great weekend. Go Commanders. Go Ravens. See you in the Super Bowl.
Battle of the Beltway Super Bowl.
Can you imagine the bits?
Oh, God. It would be great. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Go Skins.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.